It's interesting, some of you asking about the backing track used on Britain's Got Talent. We'll be talking about that a little later in the programme. We'll be talking about that. That's called production. If you think there aren't backing tracks used on major productions on television as to enhance the general sound and production on major international TV programmes, then you don't understand how TV actually works. And it's always there. It's always there. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Let me speak indeed to the lady who knows more about children appearing on TV than I ever would be able to comment on, Patricia McCaughey, who is indeed the lady behind the success. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Congratulations on everything that your school has achieved, St. Patrick's Drumgreena. What a credit to this part of the world they are. Didn't manage to get through, but held their cool when a technical difficulty emerged last night.
Yes, I know. Well, I mean, it's a very, very well rehearsed and run show, so we had rehearsed during the day and we'd rehearsed the previous evening or afternoon as well. So it's just one of those things that happened. Happens to the best of them. So whenever we were away for the introduction to be played and it didn't come, so the children just stood and waited and waited, and then thankfully Ant and Dec came on and we realised then that the wrong section played, so we were able to start again, and then all the months and weeks of rehearsing all fell into place and they gave the performance of their lives.
Now, Patricia, a lot of people are asking, because they heard the sound of the children without the children singing, they're asking, this is TV miming. I'm explaining to people the best I can that they don't understand major television production if they're not prepared to accept that, like with the colour, like with the lighting, like with the makeup, there is razzmatazz, there is enhancement with everything that's done on major television networks. Explain that bit to us, Patricia.
Well, yes, of course, they heard a little section of the children singing, but that rehearsal earlier on in the day, and I can honestly say, hand on heart, that we were rehearsing, there was no augmentation sound. We were there on the stage with the backing track alone and nothing else, whatever sound we made. In fact, we had a run through where I sort of felt that the sound wasn't, could have been better, needed a little adjusting of the singing and of the tuning. That's of our own children. So believe you me, there was no little track that was going to boost the sound. That, whatever, I don't know, they were probably scrambling frantically for the right part, right section of the song.
Yeah, unfortunately, the line is getting really, really bad at a crucial time. But Patricia, just so as I can emphasise to people who think that kids mime, you do have a backing track. You are not singing with a live orchestra. You are singing to a backing track, which will absolutely add to the atmosphere. It is a backing track of music. The voices that people would have heard last night, as you've quite rightly said, would have been recorded earlier in the day, but would not have been used during the actual performance.
Not at all. We have sung in major, really was the school choir of the year. We won it last year. And there'd be no room for anything like that. We never have. And it wasn't any different in Britain's Got Talent. So it was a pure backing track with just the music to sing along with and nothing else.
Yes, but the backing track is there. There is a backing track. You are playing to you are singing to pre-recorded music, which will be enhanced with all sorts of orchestral sounds, will be a part of a production, will be a part of a major international presentation. But the singing, and this is the crucial bit, the singing is live and the singing is not enhanced. The actual voices are not enhanced.
Yeah, the singing is completely live, and that's what we had rehearsed for months for. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Their harmonies were beautiful, and they sang their hearts out, and I couldn't be any prouder of them. It was very unfortunate, the little technical hitch, but these things happen. It happened to Adele, the Grammy. She had a restart. So, you know, it happens to the best of them.
It does happen to the best of them. And, you know, it was a pity that it did happen. However, it makes us remember you even more, because when you're tested at a moment like that, sometimes you can flounder. Those kids didn't flounder.
No, they didn't. They stood there and kept their cool. And whenever we started, then they went into their complete performance mode, and everything that we had in, they sang beautifully. Their little faces, the smiles got big. Their response was amazing. So it was absolutely unforgettable. For the children and for myself.
Unforgettable is a perfect word for it. I'm afraid that the line is breaking up a wee bit on me again, Patricia. Can I say on behalf of everyone here, heartiest congratulations to the boys and girls of St. Patrick's. They were absolutely brilliant, and I'm sure they'll go on, some of them, to be singers in the future, and you'll never be short of a choir around Rathfrieland while you're about, girl.
No. Thanks very much, Frank.
Thank you, Patricia, and heartiest congratulations. Thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Flying the flag for Northern Ireland and flying it well there, the boys and girls of St. Patrick's, and thanks to everyone who supported them. Boy, you are so critical. You're so critical. And always mad keen to find the flaws. The flaws absolutely lay with the people producing Britain's Got Talent. They made a mistake somewhere along the line. The children from Rathfrieland stayed calm, and they sang, and the most important thing is they sang live. Major productions aren't done on someone just turning up, going onto a stage and singing. There's considerable rehearsals, pre-records, all of that happens. There's music, pre-recorded music in the background, but you must believe they are singing live, and it's their beautiful voices that you are hearing. Right, 26 minutes to 10. Good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.